Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Chulin Kuf Yud Ches, Chulin 118a, pagination is 235. We introduced yesterday this new section of the Masechta is dealing with the laws of Tumah, ritual impurity, and the way it gets imparted to something or from something. We're talking right now about foodstuffs. So we did a contrast in the last section regarding nevela, which is the carcass of an animal that's intrinsically tamei, and that's considered a tumah chamura, that's a serious, a high level of tumah. It has the possibility of imparting tumah even to a person or to vessels. In contrast, there's something called a tumah kala, also relating to foodstuffs, in which meat or grain becomes tameh because it's touched, and it can impart impurity to something else, but in a lesser degree. It will not affect Adam v'kelim, person and utensils, but it could affect ochelin umashkin, food and drink. And this is the example because the meat or the grain is not intrinsically tameh. It's not a carcass, it's not intrinsically, but rather it was touched by something else, and therefore it's considered a tumah kala, a little bit lighter. Now, we did a contrast in the Mishnah, which is the facing page, regarding nevela, intrinsic tumah, carcass, as opposed to tumas ochlin, the tumah of foodstuffs. And we introduced certain principles that are going to carry us for the next little bit. The term shomer, a protector. We're familiar from Baba Metzia, the word shomer meaning a guardian, a person who's guarding an object. It was entrusted to him. Over here, we're talking about the protector of a food. We're looking at the food and we're applying that term regarding, for example, the skin that's aduk, that's touching it, that's wrapping it. So you have the piece, let's say, of chicken, and you have the skin that's wrapping it. So that wrap is called a shomer. It's a guardian. And if the tumah would touch the shomer as opposed to touching the actual food, that's our discussion whether the shomer is included or not. You also have an example of something that might not be a shomer, but it's a yad, it's a handle for the food. And the food can be handled through this protrusion. Rashi, on the top of our amud, third line, describes kol shehu yad, something that's a handle, etzem she'ein bo moach, a bone that does not have marrow, so it's not a food, uverosho ho'echad basar, and on one end of it, there's meat attached to it. There's a term among chefs, an airline chicken breast. Now, an airline chicken breast is a specific type of the part of a chicken that was designed because of the way the skin is and the way it processes, that airlines that need to be able to keep the food tasty over a period of time, rewarming and still not drying it out. So there was a specific type of cut that was known, airline chicken breast. Sticking out from it is the bone. That's the way it's cut. And that bone, I am not sure that it has marrow or doesn't have marrow, if it technically works for the word yad, but certainly the imagery is there. it's a yad to the rest of the chicken breast. And if the tumah would touch that bone that's sticking out, that's Rashi's description of the yad, the handle. So let's take a look at the facing page, Kuf Yud Zayin Amid Beis, pagination 234. And we see as the Gemara begins about seven lines up, Shomrim L'tumah Kala, the law of Shomrim, of guardian by foods, applies by Tumah Kala, by the light type of Tumah, by the food type of Tumah. V'lo Shomrim L'tumah Chamura, but we don't use the law of Shomer when it deals with the carcass, with the more serious type of Tumah. And the Gemara continues and says, Shomrim L'tumah Kala Minalan. How do we know this concept of Shomer when it does apply, which is going to be by food Tumah? Detana Devei Rabbi Yishmael, we learned. There's a pasuk in Parsha Shmini. During this cycle of Dafyomi, it's this week's Parsha. Al Kol Zera Zerua, seeds as they are planted. Kiderach Shebnei Adam Motzian Lizuria, and we understand that to mean the way people take the seed out to be planted. They don't remove the husk necessarily. It makes no difference. It's not edible. You're not losing anything. It's not going to hurt anything, and it's just part of it. Chita beklipasa, the wheat seed with the husk that's around it. Usaora beklipasa va'adoshan beklipasan. These different grains are given as examples that we're not going to remove the outer shell necessarily, and the laws of Tumah still apply. How could the laws of Tumah apply? The thing that's making it Tameh, the nevela, the rodent, the sheretz, it didn't actually touch the kernel, that's the seed. But that's the concept of Shomer, that it will become Tameh because it's very relevant to the seed, and therefore it is included as if the seed itself was contacted. Let's move on to today's daf, on the first of the wide lines. Tanan Hasam, we learned over there. Kol Shehu Yad, we're going to discuss Yad, the handle. V'lo Shomer, and it's not a guardian for the food. I gave the example of a bone that's protruding, based on Rashi. Tomei Umetamei Ve'eno Mitztaref. It could bring Tumah to the food. It can cause the Tumah of the food to be exported to a different thing, which only touched it through the handle, but didn't touch the actual food. That's still considered contact. Ve'eno mitztaref, but it doesn't join, meaning if you need a certain measure for Tumah to apply, the handle doesn't count towards that measure. However, Shomer, if it's a guard, we described the skin that's linked to it. Va'afa b'she'eno yad, it's not a handle. Tomei umetamei umetztaref. It will bring Tumah, it'll export Tumah, and it does count towards the amount needed for Tumah to apply. Lo yad velo shomer, if it's not a handle and it's not a guard, lo tameh velo metameh, it's not going to be a conduit for Tumah regarding this food. We'll stop there. Yeshe koach for joining.